This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology clearance on patient McCowan, capital MC, capital GOWAN, first name Thurman, THERMAN, the date of birth, September 29th, 1970. The date of evaluation, March 31st, 2026. The chief complaint, 55-year-old male seen preoperative day as he is scheduled for left shoulder surgery. The HPI. The patient has noted is a 55-year-old male who experience an industrial injury on October 22nd, 2025. He injured his left arm, semicolon, at which time he was evaluated at Concentra, period. He initially underwent physical therapy, but developed increased pain involving his biceps, period. He further noted a purplish hue involving the arm, at which time MRI was apparently performed. The MRI revealed a ruptured proximal biceps tendon and left shoulder bursitis with tendinosis, period. The patient was felt to require cardiovascular clearance, period. He had continued with shoulder pain, which he described as constant, dull, aching pain, period. This was especially worsened when reaching away from the body or overhead, period. He had described nocturnal pain, which was especially worse if he would lie on the affected side, period. The patient had undergone MRI of the left femoris on November 19, 2025, and this revealed a recent complete tear of the proximal attachment of the tendon for the long head of biceps with retraction to the midarm with surrounding fluid and edema. There was surrounding edema involving the long head of the biceps proximal muscular tendinous junction. Prior x-ray on October 31st, 2025 had revealed normal left shoulder. The patient is known to have a history of coronary artery disease and underlying myocardial infarction, for which he underwent a stent in 2019. Since that time, he has been stable, period. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, or dyspnea, period. Rather, it is his left arm that has been persistently painful, period. Again, this pain is sometimes described as pressure. Typically, it is 3/10. But increases to 100/10 with activity period. The pain radiates to the proximal left arm period. It is associated with decreased range of motion period. His past medical history, as noted, includes that of coronary artery disease, next number myocardial infarction, next number hypertension. Past surgical history, stent of unknown coronary in 2019. The medications, isosorbide mononitrate, 30 milligrams one daily, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams one daily, metoprolol succinate, 50 milligrams one daily, enteric coated aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily, lisinopril, 5 milligrams one daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had unknown cardiac disease, social history, patient denies cigarette smoking or drug use, but notes occasional alcohol use. The review of systems, cardiac and musculoskeletal as noted, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 143/85, pulse 94, respiratory rate 18, height 75 inches, weight 199.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination reveals severe tenderness on abduction. Range of motion is limited to 45 degrees, period. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 85 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The white blood cell count 4.6, hemoglobin 13.7, platelets 220, chemistry, sodium 141, potassium 4.4, chloride 105, bicarb 29, BUN 9, creatinine 0.89, hemoglobin A1C 4.7, the impression. This is a 55-year-old male who sustained an industrial injury to the left shoulder, period. He was found to have a tear involving the proximal attachment of the tendon for the long head of the biceps with retraction to the midarm and surrounding fluid and edema surrounding the long head of the biceps proximal musculus tendinous junction, period. The patient is now felt to require surgical intervention, period. He is known to have history of coronary artery disease and his status post standing of an unknown artery, period. Clinically, comma, he is stable. EKG is unremarkable. He is asymptomatic from a cardiovascular perspective, period. His apparent myocardial infarction was greater than 5 years earlier, period. The patient appears optimized for his procedure period. He has no angina symptoms. He has no evidence of dysrhythmia. He has no congestive heart failure. He has no renal disease. He has no diabetes, period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. He is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Arlington Ferguson.